As someone who spends my life focused on creating value for others, whether through speaking, writing, or entrepreneurship, finding the perfect gift for loved ones can feel like an impossible task. I always aim to give something that's thoughtful, high quality, and meaningful. But let's be honest, it's not always easy. This year, I found the perfect solution, Quince. Quince allows you to treat your loved ones and yourself to timeless, premium quality gifts at a price that makes sense. As someone who values efficiency and excellence, I was impressed by their approach to creating luxury without the luxury price tag. I've personally been drawn to their Mongolian cashmere sweater. It's a classic, versatile piece that fits right into my lifestyle. And if you're like me and travel a lot, their packable puffer jackets are a game changer. Lightweight, warm, and stylish, they're perfect for anyone on the go this holiday season. Quince is committed to doing the things the right way. They partner only with factories that follow safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices. And every piece they create is made with premium fabrics and finishes to give you that luxury feel. Get luxury this holiday season without the luxury price tag. Go to quince.com/playbook for 365-day returns plus free shipping on your order. That's Quince, quince.com/playbook to get free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/playbook.
My question to you is, what are you doing on a regular basis to inspect your routine so that you can continue to, you know, fill your tank with the non-negotiables? Are you changing your routine? Are there new things? Like, where are you? I find myself changing my routine, not often, but enough where, you know, you're nudging yourself in a direction here or there. You know, where do you find your inspiration for your health routine so that you can go out and celebrate others and see their energy efficiently?
Great question. So in the auspice of separating non-negotiable and negotiable behavior, the non-negotiables is where I get the most growth have the routines that are developed, because I'm committed via the dependent variable of human experience time, a minimum amount of time each day. And the more time that I give to the non-negotiable behaviors that are aligned with where I want to be or better, that are not relevant to the circumstances of each day, I develop through lenses of productivity, accessibility, and gratitude, better mechanisms, efficiencies according to that non-negotiable. I get the acceleration, the compounding outcomes of that growth, understanding, and learning by doing it and being committed a minimum amount of time each day. So whether it's my relationship with my mom, my kids, my wife, whether it's my health, whether it's my finance, my faith, whatever it may be, or my sleep, I'm continually accelerating, aggregating, and compounding, exponentially growing and learning from the committed, consistent behavior, knowing that by learning what I don't like or don't love about the habitual nature and rituals that are created by the human experience and the non-negotiable activities that I have each and every day according to the time that I allot to it, with my intentions of doing, saying, thinking, feeling, and believing aligned with where I want to be or better, I now have a process of learning, growing, and expanding my skills, my knowledge, and my desire according to those activities, according to each and every one of those behaviors, those rituals. I'm getting better and better and better, giving a diminished amount of intention to non-negotiable behaviors that are circumstantial in their nature that may or may not be prioritized each day. And so for me, it's focusing my main amount of intention on the non-negotiable behaviors that are not circumstantial to each day, so that at my core, I'm expanding, I'm elevating, I'm accelerating, I'm growing, I'm aggregating. But most importantly, the outcomes, as you suggest, are exponential in their nature because I utilize these intentional behaviors to learn from these non-negotiable activities each and every day, 7 days a week, learning to love what I don't like or love, learning to love what other people don't like or love, which then elevates all the secrets, the cheat codes, makes my life easy by identifying what puts me at dis-ease that interferes with who I actually am, part and parcel of an infinite, abundant, unified system of thought of more than enough of everything for everyone, an omniscient, all-powerful, all-knowing source that obviously protects, promotes, loves, and perfects me. And I'm just figuring out how to clear or shorten the distance of resistance through that wisdom of non-negotiable behavior and faith that there's something bigger than me that loves me more than my mind. These five daily practices will have changed my life, have changed so many people's life. And I, like I said, more than happy to share them with you, because they are at its core a framework to put each and every activity that you have into context, to not give you balance, not give you equity, but to give you appreciation. In other words, to add value to each and every day according to the circumstances of each day, the meaning of the past, and your divine direction, allowing all the detours to be divine, and most importantly, to allow divine time to reveal the elevation of celebration in your life, the elevation of your awareness to all that is infinite in your life and is powerful, all-knowing, abundant, so that you can experience more than enough of everything for everyone.
That's amazing. It's huge. I appreciate you saying that again. Thanks.
As we continue to move forward, it is time to get swifty. Mr. Brian Swift, it is great to see you here. Happy Friday. I hope you had an incredible Merry Christmas this week. Feel free to unmute yourself and ask away. Thank you, Nick. And I am appreciating your great smile and wonderful David. Always a pleasure, always learning. So part of my community that I guess I live in and serve is praised about DEI. And I agree that we need to be celebrating more diversity than equity, because I don't believe I don't believe that everything is equal in life. And that's a lot of that's out of our hands. And a lot of people just work harder than others and believe more than others. How do you can try to help people come along to understand that diversity is better to it's a better way to celebrate life than trying to force equality?
Well, first of all, we can't change the way other people look at things. And so for me, I always try just to meet people where they're at. I say, meet them at their feet and then ask them questions, right? Be more interested than interesting. Utilize the open-ended question guide to bring them into the human experience, into their own journey. The minute we start to tell someone or to teach someone, we create resistance. What we need to do is use questions and suggestions. And the open-ended question guide, which I created, the template, is exactly aimed at being more interested than interesting, aimed at giving and utilizing questions to give suggestions, and then allowing people to take action by getting alignment with the suggestion, taking action and preparing them for adjustment, as in according to the meaning that they give their past and the divine direction they want to be in. And so for me, giving those tools, empowering them with the actual framework and contextual things that can help them, and then inspiring them with questions and giving them suggestions. So asking them, hey, what do you do today? What do you think about this? What do you like about that? What don't you like about it? Would it help you if? Do you know anyone that can help me? All of these different frameworks, a very simple templated way of getting and meeting people at their feet and then giving them a direction and assistant in alignment with where they want to be or better. Not where you want to be or better, where they want to be. Not with what's missing, not what they don't have, not what other people want for them, but for and to bring and elevate awareness to suggesting what they want to do. So meet people at their feet. Utilize the open-ended question template in order to facilitate, with questions and suggestions, a movement and alignment, action and adjustment towards their divine direction. Does that sound fair?
Absolutely. And it totally makes sense. And I do agree, you have to meet people where they're willing to be met at their feet. I love that term. So Dave, thanks again for all your wisdom and insights.
You got it, my friend.
As someone who spends my life focused on creating value for others, whether through speaking, writing, or entrepreneurship, finding the perfect gift for loved ones can feel like an impossible task. I always aim to give something that's thoughtful, high quality, and meaningful. But let's be honest, it's not always easy. This year, I found the perfect solution, Quince. Quince allows you to treat your loved ones and yourself to timeless, premium quality gifts at a price that makes sense. As someone who values efficiency and excellence, I was impressed by their approach to creating luxury without the luxury price tag. I've personally been drawn to their Mongolian cashmere sweater. It's a classic, versatile piece that fits right into my lifestyle. And if you're like me and travel a lot, their packable puffer jackets are a game changer. Lightweight, warm, and stylish, they're perfect for anyone on the go this holiday season. Quince is committed to doing the things the right way. They partner only with factories that follow safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing practices. And every piece they create is made with premium fabrics and finishes to give you that luxury feel. Get luxury this holiday season without the luxury price tag. Go to quince.com/playbook for a 365-day returns plus free shipping on your order. That's Quince, quince.com/playbook to get free shipping and 365-day returns. Quince.com/playbook.
Brent, it's all yours. Go for it. You can ask away. Already looks like Brent's happened.
Ah, there he is.
Yeah. No, good morning. I do have a question, though. So the five daily practices is, you know, that's a hell of a lesson and it's amazing. But I feel like if I worked on those five daily practices, it would take me the entire day. So what exactly would you say is the priority of the five daily practices if I had to pick them?
Know your what, for sure. So know what you want in alignment with the circumstances of the day, the meaning of the past, and the divine direction in which you want to travel. And if you can do that, you will absolutely naturally know your who, know your how, prioritize, do it now, do it next, and then apply your why. But without knowing your what you want, not what's missing, not what you don't have, not what other people want from us, but knowing that absolutely is the most powerful of the five daily practices.
Awesome. I appreciate it. I need cliff notes sometimes. You know, there's a lot of going on in the head here, and your wealth of knowledge, Dave. I appreciate you, Nick. I appreciate you, community. Love you lots. Thank you so much.
You got it, my friend. I look forward to seeing you soon, and thank you for being such a great part of our community.
Beautiful. Thank you so much, Brent. And David, were you able to find a question online?
Yeah, I will. So the question is about the reconciliation between celebrating something and being hard on yourself. So there seems to be, you know, how much time do we spend in struggle compared to how much time do we spend celebrating? How can celebrating be bad? And spending too much time celebrating be bad? Well, in the idea that we're connected to an omniscient, all-powerful, all-knowing source, an understanding that ease is the most powerful status that we can be at. So if we believe there's something bigger than us, an omniscient, all-powerful, all-knowing source, then celebrating actually will interfere because it will create an acceleration of this interference, the same as, you know, being punished. And so, you know, celebrating to me is like motivation. Motivation gets us up, gets us back up, get us started and get us back started. The difference of inspiration compared to motivation is inspiration gets us there. Celebration is a motivation, right? It gets us up and gets us back up, but it's not going to get us there. It's going to start interfering or draining us of the omniscient, all-powerful source that we're connected to. And so when we acknowledge and appreciate, we are getting up, getting back up, and allowing ourselves to put ourselves in a position to be inspired. And so for me, that's how I distinguish or reconcile why we don't want to celebrate all the time. Contextually, that doesn't put us at ease and doesn't allow us to derive the greatest source of inspiration and spirit. It elevates and celebrates and motivates, but it doesn't necessarily inspire. And so when we celebrate everything celebratable, we're elevating that celebration but motivating us to get up, get back up, get started, get back started in order to live inspired in spirit, and identifying and appreciating the differences is an ability to shorten the distance of resistance that we create in the idea of inclusion, not diversity. I want inclusion and appreciation, not inclusion and diversity. And so in order to facilitate that, you need to reconcile the fact that celebration is like motivation. Inspiration is what occurs after we get up, get started, get back started, and get back up.
Beautiful. Thank you so much, David.
We are coming right into the end. Thank you so much, everyone, for the extraordinary questions. Remember, most importantly, be more interested than interesting. Be kind to your future self and do good deeds. Hit it, GG.